I've often wondered how the first station wagon came about. Who made the first station wagon? I looked it up and was surprised to find that it was made by somebody named Billy Durant. He had a line of Star automobiles back in 1922 through 1928, although back then they called it the Depot Hat. Historians say that the first real station wagon was built on the Model A chassis, and it was different from the old hacks. It was lower, had more comfortable seats, and doors that were nicely trimmed in wood, and on the sides. You remember those old Woodies? Almost 5,000 Woodies were sold that first year alone. Chevrolet didn't have a true station wagon until 1939. Suddenly, station wagons were everywhere. Surfers at Malibu Beach drove them, as did executives on Wall Street, and then it happened. In 1984, Chrysler introduced the minivan. And Ford and Chrysler and Chevy built their last big station wagons in the 1990s. So today we've talked about the demise of station wagons, gone the way of ice tongs and saddle shoes and hula hoops. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerholm.